So what is it like to be a student today? What about those extracurricular activities? One of SDPB's reporter noticed that the Volant, which is USD's student newspaper, was still being published, so we decided to bring them on to discuss how their team is adapting to the times, what it's like to be a student doing classes online while still trying to produce a newspaper. Lexi Kurzman is the editor-in-chief of the Volant. Lexi, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. You're getting a paper out, are you?
We're trying our best. Last week was our last regularly printed issue, and now we're transitioning to online only for the rest of the semester.
All right. What are some of the decisions and challenges that go into that? And from, you know, as a journalist, talk a little bit about why it matters and why that can be so essential, because this is, you know, in the, you know, in everything that you learn coming through school, that you got to get the paper out. I mean, that's, you just don't give up on that.
Yeah. I think as a journalist, we all know that it's our duty in times of confusion and this just constant phase of what's going on, that it's our duty to report the news and report the latest. And I don't think it's any different for college journalists. So I'm very fortunate that our entire staff has totally bought in and been willing to work remotely. So we're still designing pages, and we're going to have an e-edition as always, which we're just so fortunate that we live in the 21st century and we're able to still show our skills and still give fresh content to our readers on a weekly basis through that online outlet. And yeah, I've just been really grateful for all the buy-in. So we've been doing phone interviews and trying to remain as safe as possible and keep our community members informed and safe as well.
All right. So tell me a little bit about what's happening on the campus of the University of South Dakota right now, because, you know, people have had to figure out not only how to do online learning, but how to get their things out of the dorm, how to handle people who want to have parties and staying safe. What's it look like?
Yeah. So pretty much our entire campus is shut down. Last week we were able to go into the newsroom to print off our paper, but after that we're no longer allowed to be in the Newhart building for safety purposes. So, and then their students had about a week to figure out how to get back to campus and move all their stuff out. And that's been really challenging. And I think having to move and do all that, like cleaning things that you weren't prepared for and saying goodbyes that you weren't prepared for while also trying to transition to online learning, has been really, really tough. Fortunately, every professor I've had, and I think most people, all USD professors, have been really understanding. Every single professor I had wrote a note on D2L or sent an email saying, like, please reach out if you have any concerns or like you need more time for this transition period. And I think USD students are just so lucky to have those professors that understand how complicated and how confusing the situation is. As far as like people still wanting to party and stuff, I am disappointed that that's still happening. I wish that all college students would kind of like have that realization that it is our like responsibility to stay home and be safe for ourselves, but also everyone in the greater good. So I hope that people are starting to take it more seriously and practice social distancing to the best as they can.
And it's tough when you're having to say goodbye to friends that you thought you had several months, especially for those graduating seniors.
Yeah.
Again, an important message for the newspaper itself to carry going forward. Has USD gone to a pass-fail format, or is it still graded? What do you know about that?
As of Friday, they sent out an email that they are moving towards a pass-fail, but from the email that we received, it's at the end of the semester, the student will have a decision on if they want to take a pass-fail grade or if they want to keep the traditional letter grade to help their GPA. But I think that they are releasing further information on that this week. And that's interesting, too. It's crazy. Obviously, classes aren't over. We're still learning online.
Right.
But they feel over, especially when you are told that it's a pass-fail option. It's hard to stay motivated, for sure.
Right. So much happening and changing every day, and I'm glad the Volant journalists are still hard at work getting the news out. Thanks, Lexi. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.